Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're always happy when Will Perdue joins us. It's Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. You know, Will played for the Chicago Bulls back when they were good. I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. Also an analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. How are you, Will?
Well, I'm doing great. I've made it back home. All-Star break is over. I've hit the reset switch, and I'm ready for the last 23 games.
What do you think is going to happen in these last 23 games?
Well, I'm hoping to see a significant difference in this team that we've been watching all year. You know, they've had a week off. They've had the addition of Patrick Beverley, who, you know, anybody that knows anything about Patrick Beverley, yes, he's a local product, but he's a very boisterous, vocal, confident, instigative type of player who could be exactly what this team has been looking for. And the question is, how quickly can he interject himself into this lineup and have a positive impact and try to help this team get in? I know a lot of people are talking about into the playoffs, but let's just focus on getting them into the play-in game, which means they have to be in position 7, 8, 9, or 10. Currently, they're in 11th and 2.5 games out of the play-in game. So let's start with small improvements and see where we go from there.
They're 7 games under 500, Will, 2.5 out of the play-in tournament, as you said. At this point, with 23 games to go, how would you define the final stretch here as a success? What exactly do you want to see that would give you, I don't know, encouragement about this team moving forward?
Well, Kevin, I'd like to see them play winning basketball. And when I say winning basketball, I mean, as you've heard Billy talk about all year, you know, they have very little room for error. So that means that, you know, they've got to reduce the number of turnovers. Their defense has to continue to get better. Right now, the rating on their defense is pretty good, but it's got to get better. Their shot selection has to get better. You know, it's just, they have to play better. We know how talented this team is. We saw a small sample size last season, but again, that was with Lonzo Ball on the floor. They've shut him down. He won't be playing the rest of the year, so we don't have to worry about hearing when Lonzo comes back. The IQ of this team is now going to be tested these last 23 games, because it's not only can the players figure it out, but, you know, can Billy figure it out as far as a rotation that he can put out there that gives this team an honest chance to win every single night.
Well, I have a larger picture question here regarding the entire NBA, not just the Bulls, but there was a lot of talk about it today, and there has been recently in this season and even last season too, about load management in the NBA and star players taking a night off, whether that's directed from the training staff or coaches or the player. You know, I go back and look, I mean, Michael Jordan, the biggest star in the NBA, was playing 82 games out of 82, you know, over his final few seasons. He was in there every game he could play, and now, you know, fans go to a game, they buy an expensive ticket, and LeBron James is on the bench for a night. How do you view load management and just where the NBA is at? Because some players have said, look, there's a ton of money being invested by teams into training staffs and, you know, all of that stuff, and doesn't appear to be working, Will, because a lot of times you turn on a game and the star players aren't in there because of load management.
Yeah, Kevin, I agree with that. That's something that has to be addressed. And you better believe that the owners are going to address that with this new collective bargaining agreement that, you know, they're quietly talking about behind closed doors at the moment. Because, you know, the league can't afford to continue to have these blemishes. I mean, everybody knows about the big thing that happened down in Miami when this kid and his family flew down there, you know, just to see the Miami Heat play because he was a big Jimmy Butler fan. And then Jimmy was sitting out. Now, Jimmy did a great thing and met with the kid and his family later, you know, and he got pictures, he got swag. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. I mean, as you just pointed out, it's not just LeBron. I mean, you go to see the Golden State Warriors and they happen to do load management and Steph Curry doesn't play or Klay Thompson doesn't play. You know, it's something that needs to be addressed because, as you just pointed out, the ticket prices that people are paying, you know, the inability of people to go to a lot of games. Sometimes they save up just to go to one game. You know, there's got to be, I don't want to say, you know, hard, no flexibility type rules, but, you know, I think there's got to be something in place in regards to, you know, how do we keep this from happening? You know, as you just pointed out, Kevin, at 40 years old, when Michael was with the Wizards, he played all 82 games and I think averaged over 30 minutes a game in all 82. So, you know, I know John Stockton has addressed it as of late during the All-Star weekend. Something has to change because, as you pointed out, it certainly doesn't look like from the analytics standpoint that whatever this equation is with resting doesn't seem to be getting the desired results from the players nor the teams.
And really quickly, Will, do you think a shorter season is coming in the NBA? Do you think they'll trim it from 82 to address that?
Absolutely not, because in order to trim it to from like 82 to 72, the players are going to have to take less money. And the minute you say that, the players are going to be like, nope, 82 is good with me.
Hey, and we got to let you go, but was Charles Barkley all liquored up at the All-Star game?
There's a good chance that that could be the case. But the problem is, whether he was or not, I don't think it would have changed how he said something or what he said.
Right. All right, Will, thanks for giving us a buzz. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Lisa. Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
See you, Will.
Former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago, that is Will Perdue. Coming up next, we'll talk to two cardiologists who have created a first-of-its-kind cardiac care prevention clinic here in Chicago. It is Heart Month. What's going on, Mary?